So let's review. On the previous daf, we learned the following machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says that everything written in the context of the Miluim is Miakav, prevents the fulfillment of the Avodah. Chanina says that only those things that would be Ma'akav L'dayrois in the future were Ma'akav during the Miluim. The Gemara asks, Mai Benayu? The Gemara gives four differences that result from this machlokes. Amar Rav Yosef, Smicha Ike Benayu. Smicha, leaning on the carbon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Miakav. According to Rabbi Chanina, is not Miakav because it is not Miakav L'dayrois. We know that Smicha is not Miakav L'dayrois because the Pasuk says, V'samach V'nirtza, perform Smicha and there will be Kapara, atonement. But since we know that the Kapara occurs when the blood is placed on the Mizbeach and not when the Smicha is done, the Pasuk must be teaching that ideally Smicha should be done. And if not, he does not get the ideal Kapara, but he does get a Kapara nonetheless. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Tenufa Ike Benayu. Tenufa, the waving of the fats, the chest, and the thigh, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this was Mi'akav during the Miluah. According to Rabbi Chanina, it's not Mi'akav because it's not Mi'akav L'dayrus, which we know from the Pasuk, L'tenufa L'chaper, for the waving for a Kapara. Since we obviously know that the Kapara occurs when the blood is placed on the Mizbeach, not when the Tenufa is done, the Pasuk must be teaching that ideally Tenufa should be done. And if not, he does not get the ideal Kapara, but he does get a Kapara nonetheless. Rav Papa Amar, Prishas Shiva Ike Benayu. The 7-day separation, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this was Mi'akav during the Miluah. And according to Rabbi Chanina, it was not Mi'akav because it's not Mi'akav L'dayrus. We know this from our Mishnah. Medikatani maskinin v'loikatani mafrishin. It used the word maskinin, prepare, and not mafrishin, separate. We prepare a second Kohen Gadol in case the first one becomes invalid. But we do not separate the second one for 7 days beforehand, and it can still serve if needed. Ravina Amar, Ribu Shiva u'meshicha Shiva Ike Benayu. The wearing of the 8 special garments by the Kohen Gadol and the need to anoint him with the Shemen HaMishcha, the special oil, for 7 days. According to Rabbi Yochanan, these things were Ma'akav during the Miluim. According to Rabbi Chanina, they were not because they were not Mi'akav L'dayrus. We know that these were not Ma'akav L'dayrus because even though one pasuk says, Shivas Yamim Yilbashem HaKohen, for 7 days you shall clothe the Kohen Gadol, another pasuk says, Asher Yimshach Oisev Hashem Al Yesodi, the Kohen Gadol that was anointed and clothed in the 8 garments just once. Even if these steps were done only once, he is still Kohen Gadol. However, the first pasuk tells us that l'katchila, ideally, he should be clothed 7 days. The Gemara asks how we know that l'katchila he should also be anointed for 7 days. There are two answers. Since we needed the pasuk to tell us it was not mi'akev if it was not done, the implication is that l'katchila it should be done. Or because of another pasuk that compares wearing the clothing to the anointing. Uvigde ha'kodesh ashala aron. Yiu levonav achrav, lemashka v'hem ulemali b'mes yadam. And the holy garments of Aaron shall be for his sons after him, to be anointed with them, and to be clothed in them. The Gemara goes on and asks, my time in the Ma'adam Makala kasa b'hem mi'akev. What is the source of Rabbi Yochanan that anything written in the context of the Miluim was mi'akev? Amar Bitzchak bar Bisna, the Pasuk says, v'asisa la'aron ulevonav kacha, kacha ikuvahu, kacha in this way, it must be done this way or it's not considered done. Although this would only apply to those things written in Parshas Tetzaveh, and according to Rashi, it would not refer to the placing of the Urim Ritumim in the Cheshen, which is written in Parshas Tetzaveh, the Gemara has three answers. If Nachman Yitzchak says, we learn a Gezeirah Shava Pesach Pesach, which is written in both Parshas. Rav Misharshi says, there's another Pasuk that says everything is Mi'akev, Ushmartim es Mishmeres Hashem, and you will protect that which Hashem says to protect. Rav Ashi says, Kichin Tuvesi, for so have I commanded, teaches that whatever is mentioned by the Miluim is Mi'akev. The Gemara does not explain the reasoning of Rav Chanina. The Ritva explains that we must say that Rav Chanina either does not hold to these drashas, or that he limits them to things that are Mi'akev L'dayrus. The Gemara goes on to discuss the 3 times the Torah uses a language of Tzivui, command, on the 8th day of the Miluim. Once, Kichin Tuvesi, for so I was commanded, to tell Aaron that he could eat the carbon mincha even though he was an einan. The second, kasher tzivesi, like I was commanded, that Moshe thought it was okay for Aaron to also eat the carbon chatas of Rosh Chodesh, which he later realized that he was wrong and admitted it. And the third, kasher tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded it, when Moshe assured Aaron that he could eat from the shlamim, v'loy me'alai on the emir, I am not issuing my own ruling. The Gemara then discusses several other details of the Miluim that are ma'akev. Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, Mechnesayim ein kesuvim b'parsha. Rabbi Bechanina said that we know that the Kohen Gadol must wear the mechnasayim, the special pants, even though it doesn't say it explicitly. V'zeh hadavar asher tasalem l'kadosh oisim l'chayin. The extra letter vav in v'zeh, and this refers back to what was just mentioned before that pasuk, and there it mentions the mechnasayim. We also know to include the asir se'efa, the tenth of an efa of flour for the carbon mincha of the Kohen Gadol as part of the miluim, that it's mi'akiv, through exeir shavet zezeh from the pasuk of v'zeh karben ha'aron uvana v'asher yikrivu l'Hashem asir se'efa, where Aaron first becomes Kohen Gadol. Amr b'yechad m'shem ben Yechai. Minay sha'af mikra parsha ma'akiv. B'yechad in the name of Rishim ben Yechai said that Moshe had to read the parsha of the miluim to everyone, and it was also ma'akiv because the pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe la'eda zehadav asher tziva Hashem." Moshe said to the congregation, "This is the word that Hashem commands." Afal adibur ma'akiv. Even the words are ma'akiv. The Gemara next explains the psukim that describe how the Kohen Gadol was clothed in a way that there should be no contradictions in the verses. Ketzer al bishan lemizba kroy. Pligba b'nei Reb Chiya v'Reb Yechanan. The sons of Reb Chiya disagreed with Reb Yechanan. One said, Aharon v'ach kavanav. First Aaron was clothed, and then his sons. The other said, Aaron v'anav bevas achas. Both Aaron and his sons were clothed at the same time. The Gemara later explains that it would have been impossible for Moshe to clothe all five kohanim at the same time. Bevas achas means that Moshe clothed them one after another without putting other garments on in between. Abaya explains, B'chsoynes u'mitznefes kulei amaloi pligi, the Aaron v'ach kavanav. Everyone agrees that regarding the shirt and head covering, Aaron was first clothed with all his garments, and then the sons were clothed, because in both Parshat Tetzave and Parshat Tzav, Aaron and his sons are mentioned separately. Ki pligi be'avnit. They only argue regarding the belt. One says Aaron v'achkach vanav. The avnit was put on Aaron first, together with his other garments, and then the sons were clothed with their garments, including the avnit, because in Parshat Tzav, one pasuk says v'yachkur oisa be'avnit. He girded him in a belt. And then it says, V'yachku oisam avnit, and he girded them in belts. Aaron and his sons are mentioned separately regarding the avnit as well. The other says, Aaron uvanav bevasachas. They were all girded with belts at the same time. In other words, Aaron was clothed in all his garments, except for the avnit. His sons were then likewise clothed in all their garments, except for the avnit. The avnit was then put on Aaron, and then on his sons, because in Parashat Tetzaveh, the pasuk says, V'chagarta oisam avnit Aaron uvanav. You shall gird Aaron and his sons with the avnit. They are mentioned together regarding the avnit. Now, the first opinion that holds Aaron was first and then his sons would say that the other pasuk that mentions them together teaches that avnit shel kohen gadol zehu avnit shel kohen hedyot. The belt of the kohen gadol was the same as that of the kohen hedyot. They were both klayim, made of wool and linen. The second opinion that says they were put on together would say that the separate psukim for Aaron and his sons teaches that avnit shel kohen gadol loy zehu avnit shel kohen hedyot. The belt of the Kohen Gadol, which was made of klayim, was not like the belt of the Kohen Hedyot, which had no klayim. It was made of linen only.